17. I am Cristina del Castillo, Director of Relations with Investors and Shareholders of Fluidra. The presentation will be given by Mr. Eloy Planas, Executive President, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, Corporate General Director. The documentation, the supporting documentation, is available on our website, fluidra.com, in the section Shareholders and Investors, in the tab Regular Public Information. It has also been sent this morning to the Spanish Securities Market Commission, so you will find this documentation on the website of this body. The recording of this multi-conference will be made available on the next working day on the company's website in the section Shareholders and Investors. Let's start with the presentation. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planas. Thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of results of Fluidra corresponding to the first quarter of 2017. Last year meant for Fluidra a great progress in strategic terms and financial terms. We closed the year with great growth, and we started this 2017 with the same dynamic. Markets are behaving really positively, both in residential terms and commercial terms. Sales in residential show growth, both in products addressed to swimming pools as well as those for new construction. The evolution in Europe and Australia at large, growing at double-digit growth, representing more than two-thirds of total sales, provides us with great robustness and confidence for this year 2017. The dynamic that we have observed in the sector shows that this year will be very similar to last year. Worthy of note is the fact that markets like Brazil and China that in the previous year had a downgrade behavior have changed the trend in the beginning of 2017, showing a very positive tone of recovery. Therefore, the excellent performance in all geographies over the first 3 months of this year means that sales stand at 183.2 million euros, a 17.1% growth compared to the previous year. The increase in volumes of activity and operational leverage of the company has led us to EBITDA growth levels of practically 50%, reaching 19.6 million. The EBITDA, as a measure of recurrence of our results, practically doubles, standing at 30 million. Net profit, standing at 4.5 million euros, places this quarter clearly in positive terms when usually it tends to be a break-even period. Net financial debt is reduced by 3.7%, and net working capital and cash flow have shown a performance in line with the investment quarter in the campaign and are very much aligned with our estimates. Beyond these figures, you can have a look on page 4, the highlights of this quarter. In order to focus the business in the swimming pool and wellness activity, we have divested ATH, a company devoted to domestic water treatment that carried out activity, basically, in the Spanish market. The contribution of ATH to the group stood at 14 million in sales in 2016, and it has been sold for just over 10 million euros. The truth is that following this divestment, there are practically no assets directly or indirectly related with the swimming pool sector left. On the other hand, we've kept on investing in growth. Firstly, in distribution. We know that proximity is key in our competitive offer. And along these lines, we have been active, opening up four new offices of cash and carry in France, Italy, Portugal, and Mexico, ensuring being able to provide a better service to our professional installers in the areas of influence. Secondly, in capacity and productive efficiency. We're investing in Sacopa, a specialized production plant in plastic components for pools, technical material, filters, and underwater lighting. The project contemplates the consolidation and extension of the facilities to be able to address increase in demand and also improve the company's efficiency along the lines of the best practices announced in our strategic plan. The new facilities will have a surface area of 12,500 square meters, consolidating three plants into one warehouse, and it will entail an investment of approximately 5 million euros, broken down between 16, 2017 and 2018. Lastly, I would like to highlight the high activity of the Division of Commercial Pools. As an example, we have closed a deal in Philippines valued at 5.7 million euros. It is about the design and construction in a resort where we are currently installing three main pools with different capacities, five individual pools in private villas in the resort, 12 hydromassage units, six spa units, and three water sets. Our commercial swimming pool activity is still evolving at a very good pace. Currently, we've got a very good pipeline of projects, and we hope that throughout the year as a whole, it will be very productive for this business unit. As I said to you at the beginning of my presentation, we started the year with very strong dynamism, and everything points to the fact that we are facing an exceptional campaign. Now, I would like to give the floor to Xavier Tintoré, who will give you a more detailed explanation of the results that we have obtained. Thank you very much, Aloy. Well, next, I will provide you with a detailed explanation of the result of this first quarter of 2017. These results incorporate 3 months of activity in SIBO and two in ATH, the divestment that Aloy just mentioned. ATH has been acquired by the Austrian company BWT. It invoices some 14 million euros a year, and the impact in 2017 will entail the lack of consolidation of 12 million euros in sales and approximately 1 million euros in EBITDA. For comparative purposes, we shall show organic data and total data for various items. Now let's move on to analyze on page 5 the evolution of the main lines of the income statement. Sales grew by 17.1%, 2.3 points of which account for the impact in currency, and 1.2 points accounts for inorganic growth. Therefore, organically and at the same exchange rate, we are reaching an excellent 13.5%. Later on, we will break this down according to geographical areas and business units. Gross margin stands at 51.7%, with 150 base points below to that of the previous year. And if we exclude the change of perimeter associated with SIBO mainly, that operates with gross margins that are below those of the group, the reduction is 120 base points. Of this decrease, some 90 base points correspond to temporary factors that shall revert throughout the year, and are a result of the intense start and beginning of the campaign in the productive plants, as well as the execution of initial stages of commercial pool projects incorporating a lower margin. The remaining 30 base points are the result of the increases in commodities costs, as well as other purchases which have been partially compensated or offset on account of the management of sales prices. Operating costs, or expenses prior to provisions and amortization, reach 74.1 million. 8.9% and currency represents 2 points and the change of perimeter 0.6 points. In addition, this item gathers or shows the positive impact associated with the sale of ATH for a value of approximately 1 million euros net of any transaction expenses. Bad debt provisions stand at 1 million euros, with a favorable behavior with reductions in multiple geographies in Southern Europe, the Maghreb, and the USA mainly. The higher volume and the excellent operational leverage explain the increase in EBITDA, going from 13.1 to 19.6 million euros, what represents an increase of close to 50%. excluding the effect of capital gains following the sale of ATH, the increase just stands above 40%, significantly above growth in sales. The margin of EBITDA, excluding capital gains, improves 170 base points that of the previous year. The financial result is mainly affected by the currencies. In the previous year, they impacted favorably, and this time round, they're impacting negatively. The tax rate improves at a rate of 33%. As a result of the above, we can see the significant increase of net result from 0.4 million to 4.5 million euros. On page 6, you will be able to see the evolution of sales according to geographical areas, with an excellent behavior in Europe in general. It's important to highlight that in 2017, Easter took place in April, whereas in the previous year, it took place in March. This effect has had an impact in sales in Southern Europe, where it can be considered that in this quarter, we had 2 working days more than in the previous year, which can account for an impact of some 2 extra points in growth this quarter. Spain continues with the good trend shown in the previous year and closes this quarter with a growth of 8.6%. Adjusted by the divestment would be close to 13%. This good behavior is due to the market of professional installers as well as distributors, large distributors. Southern Europe is progressing very positively with a growth of 12.5%, supported by increases in all territories, with a greater contribution from the professional channel than the mass market. In Central and Western Europe, with sales increases of 13.6% in constant currency, adjusted by the devaluation of the pound sterling, is more than 17%. These figures include 3 months of activity in SIBO, representing most of this growth. Eastern Europe grows by 10.6% in constant currency thanks to the good performance in Croatia, Czechia and Poland. Similarly, in Asia and Australia, worthy of note is the impact of commercial pool projects we mentioned in previous conferences, as well as the continuous good evolution of Australia and a more stable situation in China. Lastly, in the rest of the world, this first quarter has had a very good evolution in the Americas, with good growth in the US, Mexico and Brazil. It seems that they are starting to overcome their difficult macroeconomic situation. Page 7 shows the evolution of the various business units in the group. Good evolution of pool and wellness in general, with very good growth in all categories of residential pool products, with a special emphasis on the growth in filters, pumps, and cleaning material. Commercial pool shows very good performance associated with the Asian Games project in Indonesia, the Summer Universiade in Taipei, and good progress in fountains with installations in Eastern Europe mainly. Water treatment in pools shows very good growth in the beginning of the campaign, with special emphasis in disinfection equipment. Fluid handling in pools has also shown an excellent start this year, accelerated with the incorporation of SIBO. Irrigation water treatment, domestic water treatment, gathers the impact of divestments of ATH since the sales of March are not considered this quarter, and also due to part of the Calplast business, which explains the decrease. On the other hand, irrigation is growing at a double-digit growth. Page 8 shows the evolution of the working capital in the group. Net working capital stands at 251.7 million euros. And there are 2 elements that affect this figure at year end. On the one hand, the accounts payable includes the earn out of Aqua, of which this quarter we have paid 50%. And the remainder, some 8 million euros, is pending for October. On the other hand, we can see the working capital from acquisitions and divestments, that's SIBO and ATH. The net working capital adjusted owing to these factors stands at 256.2 million euros, with a 6.3% growth, much lower than growth in sales. The next page shows the evolution of net financial debt and free cash flow. As you all well know, this is a quarter of preparation of campaign in the Northern Hemisphere, and as a result, it is a quarter of investment. The use of cash this quarter is 53.6 million euros, with greater generation following the income statement that is offset with the greater outflow of working capital. Lastly, the item of acquisitions gathers the net of payments of the first part of the earn-out of Aqua, the purchase of some minority interests, and the first collection following the sale of ATH for a value of 7.6 million euros. There's the second collection standing at 2.9 million euros that will be made before the summer. Net financial debt stands at 212.6 million euros, some 8 million euros below the figure for the previous year. So, in a nutshell, we have closed an excellent first quarter from the point of view of the income statement as well as from the balance sheet. Now, I would like to give the floor to the Executive President, Eloy Planes, for him to conclude this presentation of results. Thank you, Xavier. We have started 2017 with great strength and dynamism, overcoming our expectations for the quarter. All geographical markets have had a very positive behavior this quarter of preparing the campaign in the Northern Hemisphere. Europe has grown at double digit, and markets that have had negative dynamics have changed their trends too. And the good operational leverage of Fluidra has allowed us to experience very high growth in all lines in our income statement. The strategy of focalization in pool and wellness we announced in our strategic plan is still underway, is following its course. And this quarter, we have divested ATH, a company devoted to domestic water treatment. We've invested in growth with the opening up of 4 new delegations. We are investing in capacity and productive efficiency. And we have still continued working with the activity of commercial pools. The trend and dynamic of the market in all geographies is excellent. The perception of our clients is very positive. And Fluidra is ready for the campaign. Based on the data at March 2017 quarter end, and considering the divestment of ATH, we would like to reiterate our guidance for the rest of the year, which is to place sales between 745 and 765 million euros. To increase profitability, taking EBITDA to 94 to 100 million, and to improve our profitability over assets to reach 11% over EBIT, which would be equal to 17% over EBITDA. As we announced to you in our previous presentation of results, these estimates mean that all goals of the strategic plan 2018 will be reached by the end of this year. And it also means that we are advancing in 1 year the attainment of these targets. Now, I can only thank you for the participation, for your attendance to this multi-conference, and we remain at your disposal for any queries or questions you may have. Now we start with the Q&A. The floor is yours. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please mark 01 in your phones. Please bear in mind there could be some delay while the call and the arrival of questions is being registered. Thank you. The first question will be made by Alberto Sanchez from Cidentis. Hi, good morning everyone. I've got two questions. Firstly, could you give us a brief update as to the start of the campaign in the second quarter in April? Can you tell us about the data for April? in an isolated manner, or providing us the overall figure for the first 4 months, just to know how things are going. And secondly, you mentioned that for the second year in a row, you will be exceeding the guidance you gave of working capital over sales. Can you give us some sort of guidance as to what we should expect by the end of the year? Thank you. Hello, Alberto, and thank you for your questions. The trends we have observed at the beginning of the campaign in April is that we can see the same trends as in the first quarter in all markets. Very good development in Southern Europe with very good growth, very good volumes, and in Asian markets, which are more related to commercial pools, it's a more long-term business. In general, we can observe the same trends that we saw in the first quarter. This is what we are seeing now in April. And with respect to your question on the attainment of the guidance and working capital, you can see that the growth pace of working capital, net working capital and adjusted, are significantly below to sales growth. So there will be improvements in the use of working capital in ratio over sales. Thank you. Next question, please. The next question will be made by Francisco Ruiz from Exand. Good morning. I have three questions for you. First of all, in the case of this quarter, I would like to know how much came from ATH and how much remains for the rest. What is pending payment? How are you accounted for this? Secondly, could you give us, following the projects that you mentioned, an update on the CAPEX? What do you expect by the end of this year? And lastly, the tax rate. What do you think will be at the end of the year? Hello, Paco. Good morning, and thank you for your questions. Indeed, the impact of cash flow this quarter has been an income of 6.7 million euros, and still pending to collect our 2.9 million euros. Between the end of the second quarter and the beginning of the third quarter, we expect to have collected this amount. As for the CAPEX for the project, I guess that you're referring to the Sacopa project. In general, this type of investments that we make to update our productive capacity are included in the CAPEX, in recurring CAPEX that the company has. There is a part, as Eloy said, that corresponded to 2016, a different part will correspond to 2017 and a different part to 2018, but this will not change the CAPEX figures that we have, or that you all have. So it's not an exceptional peak. And as for your last question, the tax rate, well, you know that last year we had a peak on this rate, but usually the company should tend to 28%. We will try and reduce the peak last year, focusing more on that figure I just said. I don't know whether we will reach this figure this year, but the natural trend of the company should be to go towards that figure. Thank you very much. Next question, please. The next question will be made by Bruno Bessa from BPI. Good morning. Well, I've got three questions. The first one relates to sales. Could you give us some further visibility on the growth of the figures for growth for the first quarter? I know there's been a positive impact in volume, as you mentioned, but I would like to better understand if there is any effect on price, if the price price mix has improved. Could you give us a little bit of more information in this respect, please? As for my second question, in relation to EBITDA, you said that the EBITDA has increased 170 base points in the first quarter, excluding the sale of ATH in the quarter. My question is addressed as better understanding if you see this evolution of margin as something sustainable in the next quarters. And my final question, in relation to your guidance for 2017, entailing a growth in sales of in the region of 4.7% or 4 to 7%, and an EBITDA that should be increased in some 9 to 16%. Having seen the evolution in the first quarter and considering what you just said with regard to April, where we can see a confirmation of the trend shown in the first quarter, could we have a look at the guidance for 2017, and could we believe, what would that situation be? Thank you. Thanks, Bruno, for your questions. Well, let's see. The three questions are very much related, I believe. They all have to do with the guidance that we give. The truth is that this first quarter, aside from the effect of Easter, which has already been mentioned, well, we can see that all trends are positive. It is true that in April, we can see the same trends, but the weight of the second quarter and the third quarter mean that it might not be the best time to review figures just now. It is true that the guidance represents a growth between 4 and 7%, but as Eloy just said, we're not reviewing the guidance despite the fact that we made a divestment of ATH. If you adjust this impact, growth percentages stand at 6 or 9%, so there is a slight upward improvement of figures, or review of figures, but I think we should do this once we close the second quarter. And along these lines, with respect to your question on EBITDA, obviously our guidance included an improvement of EBITDA margins. It was implicit in the figures that you referred to. And whether there will be an update or not, it will basically depend on the progress in the second quarter in general. The figures that we are seeing are good, the trends are good, but it's still, I would say, early to make such an update, such a review. Thank you very much. Next question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, mark 01 on your phones. Thank you. There are no further questions in Spanish. Let's move to taking questions in English. Thank you.
Our first question in English will come from Emmanuel de Figueredo from LBV Asset Management. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, all. Just a question. On your opening remarks, you mentioned that the company has been investing in distribution. And I'd like to understand a little bit more, if you can give a bit more color on the strategy here, particularly in Europe. Does this mean you will be doing organic capex to do that? If so, what are we talking about? Or will you complement it with M&A? Thank you.
Indeed, we are investing in distribution. This is part of the strategy that we discussed as part of the strategic plan we presented in 2015. That is, to expand and modernize the distribution network, all delegations, transforming them towards the cash and carry model, and bringing closer distribution of the product to those places where there is high density of installers, of professional installers. So in this respect, we have covered areas in Portugal, France, and Italy, where we had little presence through cash and carry. And we will continue doing so. Whenever we see an opportunity, we will following it through, completing the map of delegations. We will usually do this with organic capex. What is true, though, is that from the standpoint of looking at the market and looking at consolidation of distribution networks in Europe, we will continue studying different operations in the area that may lead to an increase in distribution capacity in this market. Obviously, this was part of the strategic plan we explained in 2015. So, yes, organic, cash and carries, and inorganic to strengthen the distribution network. Thank you very much. Next question, please.
There are no further questions in Spanish or English, so please, the floor is yours again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We bring this meeting to a close. Thank you so much for your attendance. Thank you and goodbye.